Heat number four of the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, as Junior National Light and Junior National Heavy head out onto the circuit. Josh Fife starting from the pole. Ryan Johnson in the 8 cart starts out of position number 2. The 48 is Taylor Harness. The 33, Sean Shibiteri. The 11, Luca Kravoski. The 21, Taylor Chancellor. Jaden Boulding in the 16. Lachlan Chancellor's in the 22. The 98 of Rinaldi Ames in the 9. And Fife goes straight to the front off the green light. Slotting into second is Johnson. Harness in third. Shibiteri has got Kravoski right on his back bumper. In fact, there might have even been a bit of a touch there, but no adverse effects from it. They work their way around the top of the circuit now and move for second. Shibiteri makes the move on Johnson. And in fact, Harness has made the move on Johnson. So Harness up to second position. Taylor Harness up into second. There's Johnson going back up the inside. Now Shibiteri trying to make the move on Harness. Shibiteri can't do the crossover through the right-hander. They all stack up behind him as Kravoski and Boulding also getting involved was Chancellor. That's Taylor Chancellor in the 21. All concertinaing together through the S's that time. Out in front, Josh Fife. He leads it. And Fife in the 70 cart. 2 points he's amassed so far this weekend with a second place finish in heat number 2 and 2 wins in heats 1 and 3. Ryan Johnson on 9 points sitting in second. Then it's Taylor Harness on 13. Well, she was just 1 point ahead of Sean Shibiteri. So Shibiteri with this swap in positions possibly will take third place overall today. Kravoski is on 16 points, 17 for Chancellor, 19 for Boulden in the Junior National Lights battle. In the Junior National Heavies battle, Chancellor and Rinaldi are both on 4 points apiece. Torrey Amos on 8 points. Now, it's Lachlan Chancellor ahead of Amos and Rinaldi in that battle on the racetrack currently. So, Chancellor holding his advantage at the moment and will take out the heavies round. But Ryan Johnson trying to close in on Josh Fife, who had kicked away when the second and third place battle was in full swing. Shibiteri closing in on Johnson now in the 33 cart. Harness and Kravoski side by side through the S's. Now Kravoski trying to make the move as they head through the dip, but Harness has him covered. Around the top of the circuit. And Shibiteri has made his move. But on the crisscross coming back off the top turns, Johnson takes the spot back. Shibiteri looking to go up the inside of Johnson now. Makes the move. Is Johnson able to make the crossover? No, they're into the S's side by side. But Shibiteri will hold second spot. Shibiteri would finish on 16 points if he remains in this position. Johnson would be on 12 points. So Harness, who sits back in fourth but has got Kravoski right on her back bumper, would be on 17 points. So it looks like Shibiteri finally up the inside on Johnson again to make the pass for second. Shibiteri pushing hard all the while. Josh Fife is able to extend his lead at the front of the field. The Natural Gas and Water stable karting Tony Kart of Josh Fife, kart number 70, leading the way. In fact, that looks more like a Tony Kart than a top kart. It is indeed. And Fife across the start-finish line, leading the way from Shibiteri. another of the stable cart, Tony Carts. Back then to Johnson. Then it's Krivoski. Harness, Boulding, Chancellor. Taylor Chancellor, followed by Lachlan Chancellor. That's the metal shop arrow. Then it's Rinaldi and Tori Amos. Rounding out the running order is Jack Wescombe Casey. As Johnson is back up the side of Shibutari. Now one cart, that's Tori Amos off the circuit. So it was a bit of a touch with Rinaldi that set her off there, I believe. So interesting there, Amos and that card is going to be in a bad position there. So one of the officials will go out to pull that cart further away. They've got a bit of a break in the traffic now. Fife leading the way out in front by 1.8 seconds over the Johnson and Shibutari battle, which is being led by Shibutari at the moment. So the yellow flag out into the pit turn. And just the officials not able to extricate that cart just yet. So Shibutari, Fife, Krivoski's ahead of Harness as the checkered flag waves. Fife, Shibutari, Johnson, Krivoski, Harness, Boulding, Chancellor. Then Lachlan Chancellor takes the victory in the heavies with Rinaldi, and Jack Wescombe Casey is the final cart to complete the run. So a good start for Junior National Light and Heavy here in the final round of heats, with Josh Fife winning the day. It'll be Johnson and Shibutari, unofficially on my point score, who will stand on the podium. We thank InFlight ER for being a valuable supporter of the Canberra Kart Racing Club and the major sponsor of round one of this 2014 Championship.
InFlight Emergency Room, or InFlight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell away from home or who needs specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital's ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. InFlight ER, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Rock Solid Concreting, a sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club for all your concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today. Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So the cadets heading out onto the circuit now for their fourth and final heat of the weekend. Starting from the pole, Josh Sargent, two wins and a second place, has him on 2 points. Josh Haynes, a win in heat one, a third and second, has him on 5. Finlay Allen in the 28 has had a third, a second and a sixth. He's on 11 points. Theodore Levaines, two fourths and a fifth, has him on 13 points. Cooper Allen in the 19 cart, two fifths and a fourth. He's on 14 points. Mia Bolton in the 23, two sixths and a third on 15 points. Reece Smith, a DNF and 2/7. And Sebastian Ruiz, a DNF and 2/8. So, there's a vest on the racetrack on the pit in. No start this time by. Just wanted to clear that vest off the racetrack before they get them started. So as we get set for the fourth heat, here of the cadets, Josh Sargent and Josh Haynes on the pole. Should be a good race here between those two, as they have been battling well right throughout the three previous heats. Sargent with the advantage on the pole. He gets to choose the time from when he gets to the acceleration line when he jumps. Haynes, oh, gets the start though. Sargent shuffled back to second, but a wide around the outside. It's Theodore Levaines who takes the lead out of position number 4. So Levaines had it wound up beautifully there for the start. Sargent shuffled back to 4th. He could even go back to 5th here. It's Finlay Allen who's looking to make a move on him. So, a topsy-turvy start with Theodore Levaines getting the hole shot. Now, Levaines with 13 points, and the best he can do is finish with 13 points, so he might be able to grab himself third place on the podium if he can maintain that spot, and depending on where Finlay Allen was to finish here in this final heat. So some exciting stuff at the start of the cadets. Heat number 4. As they all sort themselves out, single file now. Working their way around the top of the circuit. We've seen some great racing so far this weekend. And at the moment, Theodore Levaines is out in front from Hayes. Then it's back to Cooper Allen. Josh Sargent in fourth. Fifth place is Finlay Allen. Further back then to the 23 of Mia Bolton, followed by Sebastian Ruiz and Reece Smith, rounding out the running order. So Theodore Levaines hasn't had his best day out there on the circuit, but still doing a great job here in this final heat. He has almost a second lead over Josh Haynes. Now Josh Haynes with 5 points would move to 7 points. Josh Sargent, where he is at the moment in fourth place, he would be on 6 points, so it would be a 1 point battle if Sargent was to lose another spot, as at the moment they're side by side, Sargent and Allen, Sargent and Finlay Allen battling it out. here for that fourth spot. Now, as I was saying, in fact, Finlay Allen has got past Thomas Sargent, who at the same time has got past Cooper Allen. So he remains in fourth spot. Finlay Allen grabs two spots, and that means that Finlay Allen, being in third position now, would put him on 14 points, which provisionally would have him 1 point behind Theodore Levaines if Levaines can win. So we would effectively have a 1 point difference between first and second and a 1 point difference between third and fourth if this running order is maintained. Now, if Josh Sargent falls one spot further back, he would tie with Josh Haynes, and then on a count back of how many wins, how many second places, how many third places, he'd end up winning the tie because he's had two first place finishes in the cadets so far this weekend. So a fascinating position. We see the cadets fourth heat in as they come across the line to complete lap number six. Levaines, who's leading the way now? Theodore Levaines, it's his second year in the cadets. Josh Haynes and Finlay Allen were first, second in the club championship to Theodore Levaines. So Levaines, plenty of experience as he works his way up around the top of the circuit, and he's got the two guys that finished ahead of him in the club championship last year behind him. So the perfect way to start his 2014. Levaines leading the way from Haynes and Allen. Of course, Levaines would finish behind Haynes, but ahead of Finlay Allen if the points remain where they are now. Now, if Finlay Allen can make the pass on Josh Haynes, then we go to a count back for third position, and that count back would have Finlay Allen, because he's had 1 second place finish. Oh no, it wouldn't. It would go to Theodore Levaines because he's had a win over the best finish of Finlay Allen, which was a second place. Now Haynes trying to protect that inside line as Allen goes up and just sits on his back bumper now. The cadets heat number four. What a great race it's been so far. Levaines coming out of position number four, taking the lead in turn number one. And now Haynes and Finlay Allen battling it out around the top of the circuit. Haynes in the Power Kart Raceway entry, kart number 10. Finlay Allen in the in-flight ER, kart number 28. Finlay Allen, he knows he's got to get another spot at least to try and keep him on himself on the podium. Haynes, with the white flag out, wants to defend. He wants to give himself every opportunity to be able to try and hope that he can grab the top step off the podium. At the moment, there's a point the difference. Allen makes the pass, though. So Finlay Allen up into second position. That will put him on 13 points, but Theodore Levaines takes his first win of the weekend. Second place, Finlay Allen, a last lap pass. Then it's back to Josh Haynes in third. Sargent finishes in fourth. Behind him is Cooper Allen in fifth. Mia Bolton in sixth. Seventh is Sebastian Ruiz. And eighth place is Reece Smith. Some great racing there. Unofficially, I make the points out to be 6 points for Josh Sargent, 8 points for Josh Haynes, and 13 points apiece for Finlay Allen and Theodore Levaines. On a count back of first, seconds, and third finished places, Levaines' win in heat number four would give him third place overall. Great stuff here in the cadets as we get set for open performance light and open performance heavy out onto the circuit. Tag restricted light and clubman light should be at the back of the grid, and tag restricted heavy should be heading to the grid right now.
Biozoom, of quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Sublo on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Car Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Signs design, manufacture and install all types of signage. Neoplex will visit your site, provide advice and a quotation to suit your budget. They design in-house on sophisticated software that can provide graphics to show you exactly how your sign will look. They provide full artwork for your approval before manufacture. They manufacture here in Canberra and install both locally and nationally. Neoplex is an approved government supplier managing a number of government contracts. Call them on 6280 5805 or check them out online at neoplexsigns.com.au. Neoplex Signs are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass Murrumbateman, Canberra, for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
All right, we're just waiting for the 46 of Michael Peace to take his position at the back of the field, and we'll be away and racing. So, Matthew Cooley, who's won all three heats so far, starts from the pole in the 14 cart. Robert Hogan in the 4 cart. He has had 2 seconds and a third. He's on 7 points currently. Harrison Knight in the 2 card, who starts out of 3, is on 8 points with a 2nd and 2 thirds. Clinton Mazzagazzo has had 2 4th place finishes in class. And that's back to Eddie Ruiz, Greg Williams and Danny Jarks. We're racing. Cooley gets the jump off the start. Hogan falls in to 2nd position as Harrison Knight tries to make the move up the inside of him. Clinton Mazzagazzo, who was leading heat number 3 for a long time, has fallen back to 4th position now as they work their way up around the top of the circuit. Contact at the back of the field, and I think that might be Peace and Danny Jarks who's... No, it's not Danny Jarks who's come together. So it is Greg Williams. No, it is Danny Jarks. So Danny Jarks and Michael Peace, that will be their 2nd DNF of the weekend. They were out in heat number 3 as well, and both at the top of the circuit making their way off the track now. And a disappointing finish to Danny Jarks, particularly, who won heat number 1 of the open performance heavy class. So race leader Matthew Cooley out in front and in control of this heat number 4. He's got pressure being applied to him by Robert Hogan in that number 4 cart. 32.165, so Hogan on that last lap, fastest cart on the racing circuit. Cooley was a 32.277 and Knight was a 32.273. Knight has fallen back about a 2nd behind the leader, so Knight, who was only 1 point behind Hogan coming into this 4th heat, is not in a position to try and get that spot back. as they head around the top of the circuit now. It's Matthew Cooley who's dominated racing here in open performance with four wins from four starts. Hogan in the cart shed, B&R. Cart number four sits in second. He's fallen back to about 0.4 of a second behind Cooley. Cooley, who's just set his fastest lap of the race, a 31.832. So that's a 0.1 of a second, bit over a 0.1 of a second better than Hogan's best lap, which was on lap number three. So they head across the start-finish line. And it's still Cooley, Hogan, Knight, Mezzagarzo. Then it's back to Ruiz and Williams, the running order. As the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit once again. Great driving from Matthew Cooley. He's done it in fine style right throughout the day. In heat number one, he won by 3.1 seconds. In heat number two, he had taken his victory by 2.0 seconds. Then in heat number three, his victory margin was just 0.6 of a second. He opens the gap up now in heat number four to 0.7 of a second. So as Cooley looks to be on his way into sweeping the weekend, the first driver to do so, it's Hogan and Knight. That gap is now 1.5 seconds. Then it's back to Clinton Mezzagarzo. Mezzagarzo's car just seems to stop through the right-handers. And then Ruiz and Williams round out the running order. So, seven laps completed. Eight laps now as the leader Cooley heads across the start-finish line. A 31.8 second lap. So, he is 0.2 of a second quicker than Robert Hogan. 0.2 of a second. And that's why the gap's opened up to 1.318 of a second here in this fourth heat of the open performance. Light and heavy. Cooley comfortably out in front. Hogan back there in second. Then it's third, Harrison Knight. Mezzagarzo in fourth, and Ruiz keeping Williams at bay. The gap in that heavies battle is 0.816 of a second. So the Ruiz Construction Energy cart well under control now. There's the race leader. Heads across the start-finish line once again. Cooley leading the way from Hogan and Knight. The gap still being accentuated by Cooley over Hogan. As they have completed 10 laps. In fact, 10.5 laps as the leader heads into the pit turn and receives the white flag across the start-finish line. Cooley from Hogan and Knight. Then this big gap back to Mezzagarzo. And then it's the heavies of Ruiz and Williams. So Cooley sweeps the weekend. And he has done it in fine style. Hogan will end up taking a 2-point advantage over Harrison Knight, who will finish on 11 points. Eddie Ruiz will take the victory in the heavies ahead of Williams, who finishes on 9 points. So there's a 4 points difference between first and second in the open performance heavy class. Tag restricted light and clubman light are up next. tag. Restricted Heavy should be on the back of the grid, with Junior Max making their way to the grid now. It has been great days racing here in the in-flight ER first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in heating and cooling, including solar hot water systems. Natural Gas and Water supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow, and solar. As Canberra not only gets cold in winter but hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237.
Go Hosting aims to put you in control of the key aspects of your web activities. Whether it's managing your email accounts, having web statistics available whenever you want them, or changing your DNS records, whatever your needs, Go Hosting provides the best in web hosting, server hosting, application hosting, and email hosting with full technical support. It won't take much research to discover that their prices are competitive, and with tailored solutions, you'll discover you'll never be paying for something that you don't need. Go Hosting plans are as manageable and flexible as possible. Go Hosting, proud supporters of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Well, drama's here for Ian Crawford, whose kart has not fired up. And he is unfortunately pulling his kart back to try and get a second push on it. So we'll see if he can get it fired up this time by. They are going to try and give it they'll give it one try. As the field works its way around, Scott Nielsen is on the pole here in tag restricted light on 4 points with 2 seconds and a win. Chad Horsley, a win, second and third, is on 5 points. Jonathan Dawson is on 8 points with 2/4 and a victory. James Hutchinson, 2/3 and a fourth, is on 10 points. Matthew Morris on 15 points with 3 fifth-place finishes. Greg Jones, the P51, 2/6 and a DNF, he's back on 19 points. So, really, you will have a battle for the top step and third on the podium. And Crawford's cart, nope, it doesn't get fired up, so Shane Shepherd Ashby will be the only cart in the Clubman Light class, but Crawford couldn't be beaten even with that DNF, so unfortunate for Crawford, but we wait to see now how this battle will pan out. Nielsen has been very quick today, but Horsley also has had a good run as well. Not racing this time. They started, just saw something on the track that he wasn't happy with. Oh, the cart hanging over the fence is why they want to get the cart off the tyre fence before they start the race, which is fair enough. It should be in a clear position in just a moment, and we'll go racing then. They're in formation, ready to start. About set. No, they've... Well, interestingly, Chad Horsley just was never in formation, so We'll have another lap of... I'll have another lap here. Well, that's... I can't believe that. They should have been ready to go that time. Again, they form up. And we get set for a start. They're not in formation again. They're single file. He's let them go. Well, they're all over the racetrack like Brown's cows. Horsley gets the jump. Nielsen back in second. Dawson in third. Hutchinson in fourth. Then it's back to Morris. Further back to Jones. And then it's Shepherd Ashby running out the field. So they're all single file already. As they work their way through the pit turn and complete lap number one here in heat number four. So as they head up the back straight, Dawson trying to make a move now on Nielsen. And Hutchinson also trying to make a move on Dawson at the same time. So, Horsley well out in front now. Horsley, a point the difference between him and Nielsen. If they're all tied up on points, Horsley will be on 5. Nielsen will be on 6. So Nielsen, as they currently run, is 1 point behind Chas Horsley in the standings for today. Up the back straight. And again, this battle continuing on as Hutchinson looked to try and go up the inside that time of Dawson. Morris is there as well. Nielsen, oh, Hutchinson sideways into the dirt. He's trying to make a gap that's not there. It is the 25 cut of James Hutchinson. Meanwhile, Chad Horsley is just accelerating away at the front of the field, doing it comfortably, in fact. So... It's still Nielsen holding off Dawson in the battle for second as they head up the back straight once again. Hutchinson back there in fourth place. And Hutchinson has got the opportunity here, if he could get a couple of spots, to get ahead of Dawson. If it was a count back though, if there was 2 spots of difference, a count back would see Dawson take the win because he won heat number 3 earlier today. So, Nielsen, Horsley was the order they were in going into this race, but Horsley now is so far out in front. He's got a comfortable buffer, and you would not have seen that coming when we had them formed up at the front of the field. So as they complete lap number 6, Horsley is 4.2 seconds ahead of Scott Nielsen. Jonathan Dawson is running in third. He's 0.295 of a second behind Scott Nielsen, with James Hutchinson a further 0.2 of a second back. Horsley in control in that 79 cart. His last lap, a 34.417. Nielsen, Hutchinson again trying to squeeze it up the inside of Dawson. They're all running in the 43 nines. So half a second advantage to Chad Horsley at the front of the field as he comes up on the back marker of Shane Sheppard-Ashby. So Ashby to get the blue flags now. Now Ashby could become a factor before the end of this race with the second place battle of Nielsen, Dawson and Hutchinson. They go across the start finish line now with only 0.4 of a second between second and fourth place. The Horsley gets past Sheppard Ashby without any problems at all. It's pulling off the circuit now is Matthew Morris. So Morris a DNF. With lap number 9 about to be completed. And Nielsen with a little bit of breathing room over Jonathan Dawson. Three different race winners from the three previous heats. As they work their way up through the dip and up onto the back straight now. The back marker. Shane Sheppard-Ashby, he gets well out of the way, so it doesn't affect the battle, but they've all concertinaed together now. Two laps remaining. And Sheppard-Ashby has not affected that battle. Nielsen, Dawson, Hutchinson. The 12 of Nielsen. Hutchinson again tries to stick the nose in on Dawson as they go into turn number one. It slows him down through the rest of that complex of turns. White flag at the ready. As the leader heads around the top of the circuit, Horsley leading the way. Nielsen, Dawson, Hutchinson. Hutchinson again trying to make the move up the inside. Dawson has just played a fairly settled race back there in third. He hasn't made too many desperate moves. The white flag is out now. Will he try to do anything here in the dying stages of the race? Hutchinson bit too far back to pressure going into turn number one. Nielsen, he's got all the pressure on him. Nielsen now through the dip and up onto the back straight. Hutchinson makes a move. He goes wide up the back straight. Nielsen holding onto his line. Hutchinson up the inside tries to pinch it in on the inside of Dawson. Nielsen will get a bit of a gap here. Dawson is far enough in front though that he's not going to lose the spot to Hutchinson. The win goes to Chad Horsley. Horsley takes the victory from Nielsen in second place. Then it's back to Dawson and Hutchinson. Jones comes home in fifth, and in sixth place is Sheppard-Ashby. My unofficial point score has Horsley on 5 points, Nielsen on 6 points, Dawson on 11 points, Hutchinson on 14 points at the end of the four heats. Tag Restricted Heavy is up next, followed by Junior Max, and then it's Tag 125 Light and Heavy here at the Canberra Kartway with the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship for 2014.
In-flight emergency room, or in-flight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell away from home or who needs specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital's ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. InFlight ER, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Canberra Kart Shed is a full-service kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or check out his full range of products including Freckle Engines at www.kartshed.com.au. Canberra Kartshed, proud sponsor of Kart Racing Club.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today.
Linchpin Maintenance Services are a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're a Canberra-based building maintenance company with over two decades of experience. They have mobile units that service the ACT region daily and are an environmentally friendly company which prides itself in providing quick, efficient service to their clients. Some of their building management services include electrical lighting maintenance, data, voice, tiling, painting, signage, carpentry, graffiti removal, external cleaning, rubbish removals, electrical and general repairs. Call Linchpin on 0411 405 299.
Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concrete and paving needs, give them a call today.
Daniel Mapstone has won all three heats so far. He starts on the pole as they come to the starter. Away and racing, Mapstone and Rosso side by side. Mapstone gets the advantage into turn number one. Rosso in the 64 Carters, stacks on the mill. Vance has been tagged by someone there, 16, that's by the 26 of Matthew Maloney. So they just got caught together there, and Vance is limping his cart probably back to the pits. He's had a tough day, Ray Vance, a number of times where he's been in good positions. He's had contact affecting his run. Mapstone across the line, leading lap number one from Rosso. Then you've got Clint Liebhardt and Jeffrey Bell. Further back there to Mitchell Wall, Lance Horn. And then it's back to Jonathan Wall, Michael Simpson, Matthew Maloney. And Ray Vance has decided to continue on. He's a half a lap behind the leaders. So Daniel Mapstone on 0 points. He's 11 points clear of Johnny Rosso. Now, both on 14 points was Ray Vance and Matthew Maloney. Now, Vance had a second place finish in heat number one, which is why he started ahead of Maloney there. So Jeffrey Bell, who has 16 points, is currently running in fourth place. Now, he is ahead of Maloney by about three places, and that would see a change in the standings on the podium if that was to remain. Now, Maloney, who fell back a couple of spots there to ninth place, has already got himself back to seventh. But as he moves up through the field, the passes get harder and harder. Ray Vance, though, he is starting to close in, and he wants to try and stay as close to Maloney as he can. But at the moment, the man who's profiting the most from that incident is Jeffrey Bell. Now, Bell is on the back of Liebhardt running in third. Clint Liebhardt is in that two cart, the blue top cart. And if Bell could get that spot, it would certainly secure his chances of the final spot on the podium even further. Your race leader is Daniel Mapstone. He's well out in front. Rosso in the 64 runs back there in second position. Liebhardt is third with Jeffrey Bell right on his back bumper. Then further back, the guy's coming up through the field. Vance is on the back of Simpson. Now, Simpson received a mechanical black flag in that previous heat because his radiator had come loose on the cart. Looks like he's got that problem solved now. It's much more solidly affixed to the side of the cart as Vance picks up two spots on that lap, getting past first Simpson and then Jonathan Wall to move into eighth position. Maloney is in sixth. Splitting them is Lance Horn. The gap between them, though, is about 4 seconds on the racetrack. So Vance still has a lot of work to do. Now, cart slow on the circuit. Liebhardt, coming down the pit straight, has been passed by three carts. Liebhardt has fallen back to sixth position, moving Jeffrey Bell and Matthew Maloney along with Mitchell Wall. Mitchell Wall stayed where he was because Maloney had made the pass on Mitchell Wall, and then Liebhardt fell back behind him. Oh, and around goes Simpson. Simpson spinning now in a very weird spot for a cart to spin coming out over the rise. The only thing I can think of is he got a tyre into the dirt, which looped him round. Now, the blue flag is out for Simpson because the leader in Daniel Mapstone is now right on his back bumper. He keeps clear, looks over his shoulder to see where the rest of the field is before he gets back up to speed. So, good driving from Simpson after he had, had an interesting off, or an interesting spin on the circuit. Daniel Mapstone leads this race by, the gap is over 4.8 seconds. 4.8 seconds, and we have 8 laps completed. The leader is on lap number 9 now as he heads down the pit lane. Through the pit turn, and Daniel Mapstone comfortably out in front. Now, Johnny Rosso is in second. Third is Matthew Maloney. So Maloney's recovered well after that first lap incident. Bell is back to fourth now, so that will put paid any hopes he has of grabbing a podium spot. He's behind Maloney, who he was trying to grab some points on. So Ray Vance's progress forward has arrested in eighth place. He hasn't been able to move any further up the field from there. He's still trying to make the move now. I think he might have just made the move. He has on Lance Horn, so he's up to seventh. But he certainly had a tough run here at the start of this final heat. In fact, Horn has held him off. So Horn has held off Ray Vance and he's still stuck down in eighth position. Mapstone receives the white flag in the tag restricted heavy final. Junior Max is up next and then it's tag light and tag heavy to close out the day's racing is the rookies. So as Daniel Mapstone, with a 7.1 second lead, heads around the top turns for the final time. Mapstone, Rosso, Maloney, Bell, Liebhardt, Wall, Vance, Horn, then it's Jonathan Wall and Michael Simpson. Checkered flag at the ready, and Mapstone takes the win. Rosso comes home in second place. So he'll finish on 13 points for the day. Maloney finishes in third. That'll put him on 17 points. Bell in fourth. So he's on 20 points. Liebhardt is fifth. Sixth place is Mitchell Wall. Seventh is Vance. So he ends the day on 21 points. Lance Horn is in eighth. Ninth place is Jonathan Wall, and 10th place, Michael Simpson. So, clean sweep for Daniel Mapstone here in the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by the In-Flight ER. Junior Max is up next, followed by Tag, 125 Light and Heavy, and then it's the rookies to close out the day.
Jennifer Nipperis from Aussie. Call her on 0414 243 726 for a home loan health check, financing inquiries, debit consolidation, home loan purchases, or investment purchases. If you're thinking of home improvements or renovations, it's free to have an appointment to look at your needs. Call Jennifer on 0414 243 726.
Because we reckon if you want to be better off, it's smart to ask.
Capital Aircraft Services are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Capital Aircraft Services' goal is to improve your aircraft value. They provide a number of services for general, business, and regional aviation. Contact Neil Allen on 0417 502 058 or check out their website at www.capair.com.au. That's capair.com.au. Capital Aircraft Services go to extraordinary lengths to understand all that is required to reach your mission target. Right first time, finished on time, Capital Aircraft Services.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Shablow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Five proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Prima Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
About set for a start here, Junior Max. And a very even start. Grabowski has got the lead once again. And Skrivoski heads through the S's now, ahead of Jared Payne. Payne dominated the racing here. In fact, his last heat was the best of his three previous ones, as he took the win by 3 seconds. Heat number one, it was Payne by 2.9 seconds. Heat number two, 2.3 seconds. And in heat number three, he had a 3.0 second win over Luca Krivoski, who is quite young to be in this J-Max class. He's under 13 years of age, Luca Krivoski, and that means he's running the green P-plate, just to signify to the other drivers of he being quite a young driver on the circuit in this J-Max class. So, at the moment, Luca Krivoski is leading the way here. Krivoski, who has shown some good has shown some good pace at times. In fact, in that previous heat, 33.79 was his fastest lap of the race. He did that on the second lap. He had a 33.594 on the third lap of heat two, his fastest in that race, and a 33.8 in the fifth lap of heat number one. Jared Payne, who's closing in on the back of Krivoski now, a 33.631 in heat number one, his best lap. And heat number two is a 33.617. And in heat number three, it was a 33.652. The biggest difference between Payne and Krivoski, who their fastest laps might only be a tenth of a second between them, is that Payne is very consistent. He's there in that 33.6 to 34.1. Most laps where Krivoski has been a lot more up and down. In fact, just on this last lap, Krivoski was a 34.3 and his best time a 33. Sorry, on his last lap, I'll just go to the right race. His last lap was a 33.9 compared to his best, a 33.6. So that's not too bad, but Payne is just being able to close in on him quite easily. So 33.642, Payne's best lap so far. Now, he lost a lot of time that time, did Jared Payne, going through the S's. Krivoski will start throwing his cart around here in the next couple of laps, and that'll also start washing speed off the cart. Krivoski, a 33.858, his last lap. This time by, it's a 33.994, so that's much better consistency from Krivoski now. Jared Payne, 34.07. He again lets Krivoski get away from him coming up over the rise as they work around the top of the circuit once again. Payne closes in coming off the top turns and then heads down the pit straight. And he tried to get himself into a different line going into the pit corner just to see what the cart would do. Jared Payne just using this as a great opportunity to try the circuit out and to move his cart around on different parts of the circuit and to get a feeling for how the cart handles. Now he'll try to make his move on Krivoski. He's right on his back bumper. Around the top of the circuit, he moves to the inside, coming off the top turns, not close enough to be able to make the pass stick. Luka Krivoski in the PCR cart. Payne in another of the PCR carts. He's sponsored by Coombe Landscaping Supplies. So Krivoski and Payne. Krivoski still holding him at bay. Eight laps completed, so they'll have 3.5 laps remaining as they work their way around the top of the circuit. And this has been a much better drive by Luka Krivoski, who's stayed in that 33.7 to 33.9 second bracket for all 9 laps so far. Jared Payne, a 33.7 on his last lap. Krivoski, a 33.8. So Payne has got the speed there to use. But with 2 laps remaining this time by, it is still Krivoski who leads the way. So Payne hasn't found a way through yet. Krivoski far more consistent. Another 33.72 for Krivoski. A 33.71 for Payne. As they work their way around the top of the circuit again. White flag is out. And the race leader heads to the finish line. Luka Krivoski, can he take a win here. And the final heat of the day, that'd give him a real confidence boost. After seeing Payne drive past him and into the sunset on the first three heats, Krivoski now holding on to this lead. Payne coming off the top turn. Krivoski holds on into the pit turn. Payne trying to make a lunge, but Krivoski gets the win. Krivoski first, Payne second. It's tag 1-2-5 up next, followed by the rookies. This is the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, proudly brought to you by InFlight ER.
InFlight Emergency Room, or InFlight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell away from home or who needs specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital's ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. InFlight ER, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Neoplex Signs design, manufacture and install all types of signage. Neoplex will visit your site, provide advice and a quotation to suit your budget. They design in-house on sophisticated software that can provide graphics to show you exactly how your sign will look. They provide full artwork for your approval before manufacture. They manufacture here in Canberra and install both locally and nationally. Neoplex is an approved government supplier managing a number of government contracts. Call them on 6280 5805 or check them out online at neoplexsigns.com.au. Neoplex Signs are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Racing underway here, and John Wells has got the jump over Jamie Lee Scorgie. Scorgie back there in second place, Cooper in third, Nicholson in fourth. Two different winners in the first three heats of Tag Light, but in Tag Heavy we've had three different winners in the three heats. Labor winning Heat 1, McCabe winning Heat 2, and Millwater winning Heat 3. At the moment, it's John McCabe, winner of Heat 2, ahead of Barry Labor, Paul McCabe, and Alexander Millwater is mired at the back of the field. So some interesting battles going on right around the racetrack. And there is certainly trophies up for grabs. Wells sits in second position in the points, although he's the race leader. But Scorgie looking to the inside, just got a bit of Taylor going into the turn. That's given Wells some breathing room, but it's certainly meant life's tougher for Scorgie. No, she gets out of the S's and then right up, folding the back bumper bar, back number plate in under the bumper bar of Wells's cart. Scorgie is on a charge now around the top of the circuit. Wells responds, holds his position at the front of the field. Chris Cooper and Alex Nicholson are the all nose to tail in this battle as Nicholson puts a wheel onto the dirt as he came off the dogleg and down the start finish straight. Then it's back to Daniel Humphreys, who's got Trent Humphreys behind him. John McCabe is the next cart through, who's leading the heavies battle from Barry Laver. Paul McCabe and Alexander Millward now in that heavies battle. If they were to finish in that order, it means that McCabe would take the victory overall by 1 point over Laver. As off into the kitty litter is John Wells. So he runs the cart wide, dives back onto the circuit. Trent Humphreys fortunately didn't get a piece of him. Wells is back up in onto speed, but Scorgi is now out in front. So what does that do to the points here? Scorgi will finish the day on 3 points if she remains where she is. Wells is back in about... Oh, he's back in about fifth place, so that will put him on 13 points. Alex Nicholson's currently running in third. He'll be on 12 points. Chris Cooper's up into second now, and he'll be on 13 points as well. And Cooper... Well, Wells is out, so Wells is going to be a DNF. That will give Chris Cooper a... third place podium finish as Wells is limping his cart back. So Scorgi out in front. She'll finish off the day as she started it if she can maintain this half a second buffer between herself and Chris Cooper. So Scorgi up over the top section of the track again. Yellow flag is out for the slowing Wells cart, who's going to try and roll it back into pit lane. He kept it well out of the way of the leaders. Cooper and Nicholson having a good battle here. Now Cooper, if he could... No, he can't get past Nicholson unless he was to win the race. Nicholson in the five cart, running in third place, has got 12 points if he stays in third, and Cooper has 13 points if he stays in second place. So Daniel Humphreys is then behind in fourth position, 3 seconds behind Nicholson. Then it's Trent Humphreys. John McCabe still keeping Barry Laver at bay. Paul McCabe and Alexander Millward is their final running order. So as the race leader heads around the top of the circuit, Jamie Lee Scorgi, 0.6 of a second out in front. The battle is really for second place. Chris Cooper and Alex Nicholson. And Cooper has that second battle. Now Nicholson doesn't have to pass him to stay second overall in the points today, but Nicholson, he wants to get as many laps and as much experience up in this seniors ranks as he possibly can, so he is pushing as hard as he possibly can to try to get that second spot. Now, all the while Scorgi is able to open up a bigger and bigger lead. Her best lap came on lap 10 where the 32.89, well, she's just done better again on lap 11 as she receives a white flag. She's a 32.855 now, the only cart to do a 32 second lap here in heat number 4 of this tag light and heavy final. So John McCabe sits up there ahead of Barry Laver, who's starting to fall back in the clutches of Paul McCabe as the checkered flag's at the ready. Jamie Lee Scorgi takes the win and the day. Cooper comes home in second. Third is Nicholson. Fourth is Daniel Humphreys. Fifth is Trent Humphreys. Then you go back to John McCabe, who gets his second win. Laver comes home in second to Paul McCabe in third. And fourth is Alexander Millward. So the points, as we said, Scorgi with 3. Nicholson with 12. Then it's Chris Cooper with 13. Humphreys will be on 15. Daniel Humphreys on 15 and Trent Humphreys on 21. DNF put 7 points, so about 16 points for John Wells. No, sorry, 15 points for John Wells, so he'll finish equal 4th after that DNF in heat number 4. In the tag heavies, well, unofficially the points will be John McCabe on 5 points, Barry Laver on 6 points, and Alexander Millward, he finishes up on 12 points with Paul McCabe in 3rd on 16 points. So John McCabe will get the win in round number 1 of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, proudly brought to you by InFlight ER, with Barry Laver 1 point the difference there.
Go Hosting aims to put you in control aspects of your web activities. Whether it's managing your email accounts, having web statistics available whenever you want them, or changing your DNS records, whatever your needs, Go Hosting provides the best in web hosting, server hosting, application hosting, and email hosting with full technical support. It won't take much research to discover that their prices are competitive, and with tailored solutions, you'll discover you'll never be paying for something that you don't need. Go Hosting plans are as manageable and flexible as possible. Go Hosting, proud supporters of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water heating and cooling, including solar hot water systems. Natural Gas and Water supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow, and solar. As Canberra not only gets cold in winter but hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. In-flight emergency room, or in-flight ER, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve an Australian who's become unwell away from home or who needs specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital's ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. InFlight ER, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Underway and racing here in the rookies, Fripp and Sergeant on the front row. Sergeant gets the jump. There's 2 points the difference between Rowan Fripp and Thomas Sergeant as we come into this fourth and final heat. So if they maintain their positions, it would be a tie on points. They both would have 2 wins and 2 second-place races, 2 second-place finishes. As around goes William Granger, so just got a bit too much ripple strip there, and it's spun him out. So no contact for Granger causing that spin. Unfortunately for Jessica Morris, she's had her second did not start and her third non-point scoring, well, non-finish of the weekend. So that's a disappointing result for Jess Morris, who was showing some good signs out there when she was out there on the circuit. Now, as I was saying, Sargent and Fripp, they would tie on points. They both have 2 wins and 2 second-place finishes if they maintain these positions. The countback normally would go in that situation, whoever wins the Heat 4, but I don't know if the subregs are saying that. I can't remember what the subregs actually have got down for deciding a tie in that situation. So it is the final heat that will decide it. I've just had it confirmed. So, yep. 2 wins, 2 seconds. Both carts, 2 wins. Both carts, 2 seconds. So then it's the result in Heat 4 that splits the difference. It'll be, at the moment, that exact scenario with Thomas Sargent in the Tegra, Arrow from Grenfell, Rowan Fripp, In the cart shed, ACT KR Recyclers, Tony Kart, running in second. Then it's back to William Granger in the Arrow. That's the Integrity Signs Arrow, running in third place. So, Sargent seems to be in control at the moment. What can Fripp do? Fripp, of course, the club champion in the rookies last year. And is out there battling hard against Thomas Sargent. Don't forget, the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship continuing right throughout this year, but we will have our annual stop at the Bob Hine Memorial at the end of June, early July. I think it's actually in the end, last weekend in June now. As I look for the calendar. Across the line, Thomas Sargent, Fripp. They're still nose to tail. Granger a fair way back now. And of course, that's on the 28th and 29th. The Bob Hine Memorial at Grenfell. It'll be a points overall meeting for the Canberra Kart Racing Club point score. So, as they work their way down the pit straight once again, it is Sargent leading by 0.3 of a second over Rowan Fripp. Granger still running in third. The next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship is on the 16th of February here at the Canberra Kartway. It's followed then by the 22nd and 23rd of March, round two of the Southern Stars Series. Then in April, the 27th of April, we'll see the fourth round of the Canberra Kart Championship ahead of the 17th and 18th of May when we'll have the ACT titles. So some great races coming up here over the next couple of months. We hope you'll be back for them. And look forward to seeing you all next time round for the 16th of February. It's almost, you could almost call it the Valentine's Day round. The 16th of February, just a couple of days late. Sure Mum would love to be brought out here for her Valentine's treat. It's tightening up at the front of the field. Thomas Sargent is got Rowan Fripp right on his back bumper. Seven laps down. In fact, it'll be eight laps completed this time by. So two laps remaining. Sargent has led this one from the start. Through the dip and up on the back straight. Fripp, is he going to make a lunge up the inside? He's trying his luck now. Sargent has got the speed up around that part of the circuit. Sargent and Fripp, nose to tail, as they head through the pit turn once again. Across the start-finish line, the white flag is out. The gap at the line, 0.295 of a second. Into turn number one, there's less than a quarter of a cart length between the two. They head up over the rise now. And the race leader is still Thomas Sargent. The rookies, the fourth heat of the afternoon. Fripp goes to the outside. Can he do a crossover and come off the top turn as the leader? No, it's still Sargent. Sargent leading the way down the pit straight for the final time and into the pit turn. Thomas Sargent will take the victory. Sargent from Fripp, third Granger, and as I said before, provisionally that will put them both on 4 points for the day. And the countback unofficially would be Thomas Sargent as the winner of heat number four. So great racing here this weekend in the in-flight ER. First round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. We thank all the officials for their great help and support right throughout the day and look forward to seeing you back here for the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship on the 16th of February.